Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call!
There are some things that exist that we've all just accepted, and we're like, oh, sure. I mean, it's called that. When it really, in reality, should have been called something else. We have a whole list of things here, and I want to give you an example so you know what I'm talking about, okay? Contractions.
Okay.
Okay? Why are they called contractions? It's a pain that a woman goes through when she's in the birthing process. Why aren't they called something clever, like a birthquake? Why not?
Very smart.
Where did we go wrong the way?
You're so,
so
right.
So if there's something that you can think of that you, maybe you already call it something more clever than what it's actually called, text it in to 916-909-1065. We have a full list. Let us know. You want to hear another one?
Yeah.
How about this one? Dentures.
Okay.
Why don't we call dentures substitutes?
Okay, these are cutesy.
They're cutesy!
Yeah.
And they're better than dentures.
Yeah.
At least denture has the word dent in it, and we know that that's like the Greek thing for teeth and stuff. How about anytime you see, now I know some people that do this one. Anytime you see bacon substitute,
okay,
you call it facon.
Oh, right.
Okay. I like that one a lot. But look at, I mean, just Iceland and Greenland. Iceland should have been called.
Sure.
Or Greenland should have been called Iceland, and Iceland should have been called Greenland.
Yeah.
Just from the differences. Do you have anything on that you do?
Well, like, why isn't a bracelet called, like, a wrist ring?
Perfect example.
You know?
Why isn't a bracelet called a wrist ring?
Right.
That's all it is. It's not even, it's even close to an actual ring. We see it.
Right.
How come, knots when you tie, a knot, why is that called a knot? Like
instead of what?
I don't know. That should be called something else. Like, it doesn't make any sense. It, like, neck knot. Like, a tie should be a neck knot.
Oh.
Instead of calling it a tie.
Okay, why do we call, what, we should call cars, transporters.
Something like that. You know, here's more from this list.
Or like a phone. Call it a talkie.
Milk should be called cereal sauce. A donut should be a sugar bagel.
Yes.
We know what a bagel is. Let's call it a sugar bagel.
I never understood why a donut wasn't called a donut hole. Because a donut hole is not a hole.
Right. It's the opposite.
It's the opposite of a hole.
There should be a better name for
the
that.
The donut hole should be called a donut.
Well, I remember in the 80s, didn't Dunkin' Donuts try to rebrand them as Munchkins?
They still do.
Okay. I don't need Dunkin' Donuts very often. So maybe that's it, but that doesn't make sense.
No.
And that seems insulting to little people.
Sure.
You know? How about astronomers?
Okay.
You know what an astronomer is?
Yeah.
They should be called scientists.
Yes.
I mean, we've said many times on this show that we don't have a name for it, but I'm giving it a name when you see somebody that wears a whole bunch of bracelets and a whole bunch of rings, maybe paints their fingernails, a lot of rock stars. Think of Johnny Depp's hands. I call them hand costumes.
Right. Yeah.
And I think that that's great.
So would a hat be a head costume?
Yes.
Okay.
It would. Now it depends on what kind of hat. Is it for costume purposes or is it
it's
like...
It's just a hat.
Then yeah.
Okay.
It's a head costume.
What would we call an umbrella? Because what a silly name.
Yeah.
Like, why isn't that a rain slicker?
Umbrella sounds like a mythical creature. It does. It sounds like it's something right. that exists alongside a unicorn.
Yeah.
There are the unicorns, the trolls, and the umbrellas. And they frolic under the rainbow. You know, you're right. It should be like rainaways or something like that. How about jet skis? It should be called motorcycles.
That is so
That's
good.
What it is. It's a motorcycle.
That is so good.
Listen, feel free to take all of these, by the way.
But definitely pretend that they were yours.
Exactly.
That's what we're going to do.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.